Now, you remember I told you guys that in the very beginning, we need the basic necessity, which is what? Food, clothes, and shelter. A lot of you, would you be able to live without all the things you have in your home for 6 months, for a year, for 2 years? Yes. Would you be able to pack everything and live without it? Just think about that for a second. Can you imagine you pack everything in your home and you got to live without it for months, for a few years? Listen, I packed everything in my house, and for the past 2 years, everything has been in storage. Everything, from pictures to memories to clothes to the 200-300 pair of shoes. I only kept seven. And I know some of you saw the leopard shoes over and over again. But that was the best thing I did for my life, because I realized, Max, you can live without things. It was necessary. So I did it. And I gave up a place that I absolutely loved. I loved it. But it freed me, for me to realize that I was already who I am without things, without anything. And guess what? No one saved me. I want you to leave here knowing that you are truly enough. That prospect that you're waiting for. A lot of you came here thinking, okay, recruiting, I want to know how to go and just talk to somebody. But I want you to know you first. Because then we bring people in. I've brought hundreds and thousands. I mean, I've brought so many people directly, me. But until I knew what I'm sharing with you, there's no way I could make them stay and duplicate. Just think about it. All those things that we're attached to, can you live without them? You can. So even though you have them now, I still want you to free yourself of all the garbage, everything that people just come. Right, Gerald?
Yep.
Wake up. They drop on you. They drop it on you. They drop it on you to the point that you become someone else that you're not. You allow other people to make you into something that you're not. You forget who you are. And because of that, you're not attracting the people you need to attract. This business is a people business. If you don't care about people, you're in the wrong business. So when you talk to prospects, you gotta what? Build relationship rather than sell. You gotta listen to what your prospects are saying. Don't use pressure. Offer value to your prospects, just like I did with Greg. And let your prospect decide. So here are some mistakes to avoid when you're closing the deal. The first mistake that is made is saying too much. We talk too much. Listen twice as much as you speak. We tend to throw a lot of information at the prospects. And I want you to hear this one. Prospects do not make decisions based on information. Some of you think, let me send them 10 links of Dr. Wallach. Arthritis, back pain, eyes, and then the business presentation is all the way at the bottom. You want somebody to listen to all of that? You think they have time? Information is there to support the decision, but it is not used when making a decision. You always got to meet people where they are. You got to keep a closer mindset. This is a people business. We want to text prospect. Come to this call. I invited 50 people. Nobody showed up on the call, but you text all of them. You did not pick up the phone. That person did not feel your heart, your desire, your message to them. You're just trying to get them and email them and texting them.